The North Dakota Legislative Report, brought to you by NDFB, the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association, and North Dakota Farmers Union. North Dakota Corn Growers Association Executive Director Brenda Elmer says the proposal to use legacy funds to support value-added ag products is still in play.
If we are really to expand the footprint of agriculture in the state of North Dakota, we need to help provide the means for projects that would otherwise be cost prohibited. You know, we're often asked, well, what projects could those be? We've been talking about a soybean crush plant for years. Biofuel plants, feed mills, beef processing are ones that come up, and they are really, really costly otherwise.
Crossover's coming up. That means bills must pass out of one chamber and move on to the other.
Think about crossover at the end of February and then 1st of March getting back to work.
That's Pete Hannibut, who handles policy for NDFB. The Legislative Report, brought to you by the North Dakota Wheat Commission, North Dakota Corn Growers Association, and North Dakota Grain Growers Association.